When you go in this naked consciousness of yourself, and then are there somehow waiting to fall in? So he says, like, what would you do if you find yourself in the door, but not in? No? So he says, then you have to wait there in the door. So there is this falling into what is, that, as he was saying, there is no action from your side anymore. So it's nothing that you can push. Like, your action ends in making yourself available and being there in front of the door. But once you are in the door, there is no action that you can do. So there you have to wait in the door. So, and this waiting on the door is kind of a, we could say, like a cleaning process. So there is this space in which experience is that nothing is happening, but in reality, like, so much is happening, but kind of secretly, no? It's kind of a cleaning process, just making yourself just like ready for this falling into. And most important, this is a place of like that one should become more and more sensitive to the spirit. And so to this spirit that secretly guides in the deepest place of the heart, you know, like. So this place is, we can say, cleaning place, this door waiting, but also so that we become more and more sensitive or subtle, so we can hear this call from the deepest place of the heart. And it is from this place, from the deepest place of oneself, that you will be moved. So this secret invitation to this place is the most clear sign that you are kind of ready to fall into this kind of deepest place of contemplation, like where two stops being, you know.
Is it more becoming more pure in your thoughts and this waiting position.
Yeah, we can say. I am a bit allergic to this word, pure, because I think, you know, but every, like, maybe you are not allergic, so. So, you know, there is a cleaning process, but also, like, it's almost like physically, like, it's as if, like, in this, from this place to the next place, there is such a jump that it's as if, like, the body needs to be prepared also. So it is, like, in all levels, like, this silent preparation, like, in all levels, also physically. I always feel it as if, you know, the water tubes, they are like whatever, 15 millimeters or 18, depending on the country, no, whatever, no? And then it goes like certain amount of water per minute, no? This, we, if we remember in school, we studied these things, no? So, in this other place, it's as if, like, you know, if before, like, 10 liters per minute were passing, so now will be like 20 liters per minute. So, like, these channels need to get wider, no? So, something like that, also, like, very, very in all levels, no? Also physically. So even some people experience this kind of pain in the body, even like this kind of opening. So I think this kind of waiting, in which like it really seems that nothing is happening, and for sure not from your side, like nothing can be done, but a lot is happening, you know.
Did you prepare yourself consciously? Okay.
No.
But you said you become more pure, or not pure, but more...
Yeah, we can say you are purified, but it's not like you take the brush and clean, you know. Somehow, brush comes and cleans, no? Something like that.
Could you describe the waiting as like a whispering of the heart?
Yeah, this what he's saying, like this waiting, it is also there, like for this cleaning process, but also so that we become like more and more subtle, so we can really tune into this secret guidance of the heart, you know, and can hear this call, you know, to be pulled in, you know. So as if like, because when we are moving, when we are not waiting, when we are moving, there are things we don't hear, no? And then now even we stop here and we hear some birds, and it really seems like first time this bird is singing, and probably has been singing like for half an hour, no? And if we wait more and more, we will be able to hear even more birds, and more, maybe the ants, you know, this kind of... So he's saying that's why this, since we need a reason for everything, you know, that's why this waiting, so, you know. like now kind of he's jumping back saying like, and why one feels the call to experience that and other people not, like this, like also is kind of beyond our wanting, he's saying, like some people hear some, you know, read some poetry and feel like totally connected to it and wanting to dive into the experience of the poet, no? And some people don't, you know? So that is, I think he's saying more like to say like, that there is this kind of factor that we don't even decide that in the first place, like even to start, it is something like deeper than our wanting, like even in the starting place. And please don't get caught into why, like into why some people are attracted to meditation retreat and some people not. Like, just go to your business, go to what you are attracted to, and like, don't try to understand why other people are not attracted to, because it is like beyond kind of your wanting, it is something else pulling, so just let it be somebody else's business, you know, this decision. But it is true, like in this, like it feels to me that there is something very, very sweet in human being, you know, where when you are able to dive into these places, very naturally wonder, like very naturally want to share this joy, you know, of, you know, meditation, of like calmness, and in wanting to share that, like very natural, this question comes, no, why not everyone is interested in that, you know, and sometimes it comes as a question and we can accept that not everyone is interested in that. And for some people, they really fight a lot with this, no? They go home and try to convince their parents that this is the best to do, and usually it's not, you know, usually it doesn't work, you know? So don't bother about this. It's a mystery, and let it be a mystery, and just go into what is important. So live peacefully what is your call. You know, like don't try to be like follow some other people call, and don't try to pull towards you any other people who have other calls. Now he is speaking about this amazing freedom that we had been given, this freedom. and saying like we are so free that we are free even to do naughty things, you know. And we are free to do like naughty / nasty things. Life is with us when we do things according to our heart, like not nasty, naughty. And in contemplation, we don't do things. Action doesn't come from us, you know? So it's making these three different things, like in being nasty, we are allowed to, but not helped by life. In acting from our hearts, like life is there, and in contemplation, there is no action from us.
For others, can you be nasty?
Yeah. In doing nasty thing, you are alone in your action.
Yeah, but okay.
It's as if like you are not in alignment with life, but even so, you are free to do that. No? No, it's important because, it's important to understand each other. So maybe if you try to do question again.
As I understand this, that in this place, whatever I do, not comes not from my body, but from whatever life force or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I can do nasty things in with this life force?
No, exactly. No. Yeah. Good. Yeah. In this place of contemplation, you have no word. Like you have no action. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is no action from you. Mm-hmm. When you do nice things, there is action from you and from life. Mm-hmm. When you do nasty things, you are alone doing the action.
Okay.
This is what he's saying, no? But in a way he's saying like you are alone doing the action, you are not helped by life, you are, but it's because you are so free, you know. So it is something, saying something kind of not nice, but very, very nice also. Like because we are so free that we can even do nasty things, you know.
But then, the more use of society might be different than that what comes out of a free being.
Yeah.
So there might be conflict sometimes.
I feel like is when actions come from connected place, they are kind of beyond rules of society, and sometimes we can read that and sometimes not.
Sometimes we can read
that, we can see
as an outsider,
we can see that this action comes from beyond, then we can understand, and sometimes we cannot see that comes from beyond and we cannot understand, you know.
Trouble.
Eh?
Trouble,
yeah. Rules, codes, trouble. Yeah. So again, in contemplation, there is absolutely nothing, like not even the most refined human kind of knowledge that can do anything. Because all the activeness comes from this source. So, and to understand that someone who lives in this place, in this beingness, then there is no action that is separate from the source. Like nothing, like no bad action and no good action, like no activity and no contemplation, like, you know, no activity, no non-activity. So someone who lives there, nothing happens, like separate from the source. So then, kind of, it's as if the disciple is asking, like, but when will I know that I'm ready to kind of leave everything behind and really make contemplation the most important thing in my life, no? How will I know, no? And then he's saying, like, they are kind of two signs, like inner sign and outer sign. So one sign is this increasing desire for contemplation, and this increasing desire for contemplation like gets like filters itself, like comes in all the time in your kind of practice. So it's a kind of blind longing from the soul that comes with a kind of a spiritual vision. And that keeps on being there, you know. He's explaining, like, I'm calling it blind because it doesn't know where it's going, but it's kind of this deep longing that keeps, like, kind of coming in all the time, kind of, you cannot get rid of this wish, we can say. And second one would be more like external, in the sense that it manifests as a joy that comes from within. Every time that you hear or read about contemplation, like everything that, like every time you, someone speaks about it, then you feel this joy of wanting that, no? And here, to really know if it is real or not, then says like you have to just check if this joy, this wish, keeps on being there even after stopping the reading, no? Even like when the talk about that ends, like if that wish still is there, then it means like that this call is real. But if it goes away immediately or little bit after,
like how many minutes?
Then just, you know, maybe it's not for you. So, saying like. So he's getting a bit exaggerated, like he's just like, so it has to be like with you when you go to sleep and when you wake up. And at some point it goes like in front of you, like going in, like getting in everything that you do. And lightening up and stilling your desires, you know? So basically, you know that this is like most important in your life when it steals your time, no? When this is what you want to be doing, no? Spending time in this place. If it is only like kind of, he's trying to separate like real kind of call, like this inner wish, like unstoppable, that, you know, this kind of call that makes you take a nasty aeroplane and come to India, like this, you know. Or if it's just like kind of a curiosity, you know, kind of, he's saying curiosity would not be enough to lead you, no? But this fiery kind of wish to discover deeply, like that will take you, you know, wherever you have to go to be with that.
Can I ask one more thing?
Yes.
Sorry. So in that waiting position, when you kind of purify yourself, do you still have like your bad days where you, I don't know, have bad feeling against, I don't know, your parents or other people, or, you know, it just sounds so like so out of space, you know, that you're okay with everything and that there is just joy and love and, you know, but I wonder if there are bad days as well. And
So, couple of things, because he said like in the beginning, like not to be concerned with anything specific, like hating your parents, you know, it's very specific, no, like it is, you know, or your neighbor, whatever you want to hate, no. Or the monkey, whatever. So, you know, and just like really like this sweep off this and go into this can't just like naked, like sense of yourself, naked kind of consciousness, you know. So that was one thing, like in the, like not to be concerned, because it's not that this is not important. Of course, it is important not to hate your parents. It is, but like we are giving the medicine like through the back door. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like this will not be healed. Like this will be solved also. And this is very much his point. You know, we are so used to give the medicine. Like I have the medicine, I give it to myself. You know, and it's like just forget about this and deal with like just jump into this ocean, and from there, that will like, the specifics will also be cured. You know, will be like transformed. You know, so that's like first. But this place, what he's speaking, what was speaking like a bit ago, like 2 pages ago, was like more like just the moment, like this. In the experience, in the contemplation itself, like this moment of when all the possible movement from oneself is finished, there is no more possibility for any push or action or anything from your side, and you are in front of the door, just waiting. No? That place is a very, very powerful place. Is a healing place, no? But you don't do anything. Like it's not also it's not dealing with the specifics of trying not to hate somebody, or it is not specific. It's more like a transformative place. Like
no, I get that, but if you're in that place, if you also have your bad days, or, you know, like your bad moments.
Yeah, he will say more about this after. Yeah. So I understand you are concerned about getting rid of bad moments. I think everyone will sign this one. But, you know, first to do this, he's saying like, deeply embrace everything. Like bad moments are not separate. Like it's only like oneself deciding like what is good, what is I want to get rid of that, I want to gain that, you know. And that is really like not the game, it's not part of the game, you know. I understand this is what we want and this will happen, don't worry, but you know, now we are playing football and it's not basket, no? What he's saying. Okay. So he's saying like, but when it is really real, this wish takes over. And it increase, like silently, it increases in intensity. And the enthusiasm and the desire kind of fit each other, like and it will be so intense kind of that you will feel also very alone in that, you know, like very, very like you will turn and see someone and wonder why this person doesn't have this, like, so you will feel this so intensively that also it will give like this sense of like aloneness, like you will wonder like why, like it feels I'm the only one feeling that, no, like. And he's saying like in following that and being in this intensity of just wanting to spend time there, your personality will be totally transformed. Now I'm translating. And your body will irradiate inner beauty. And while you are in this enthusiasm, nothing could make you sad. No? I'm translating. Still translating. Because most of the time I'm inventing, just so you know. I'm translating. So, in this enthusiasm, you will run 1,000 kilometers to speak with somebody else whom you would know that feels the same. And yet, after running 1,000 kilometers, once you would get there and meet that person, you would be left without words. Okay. And I can, because it's so beautiful, I can just translate for a while. Saying like, others can say whatever they want. Your only happiness will be to hear about that. Your words will be only a few, but very, very fruitful and full of, and so full of fire that the little words that you will say will actually fill the world with wisdom. Your silence will be peaceful. Your conversation fruitful for others. Your prayer will be secretly there in the deepest place of your being. Your self-esteem, this is very funny, your self-esteem will be natural and will not be damaged by lie. Your self-esteem will be natural and it will not be damaged by appearance, like what you see around. You would be nice to people and your laugh would be like happy. Like someone who is happy, like a child. And at the same time, you will feel this deep love to just sit alone, like separate from others. Even like knowing that other people are not attracted to the same and don't have the same desire. and you will have, you will feel more and more joy, like listening about this and reading about this. So when these two things, like the growing contemplation and the joy, like are there, then it is really like, then don't doubt that this is really a sign that this is for you, you know, when you feel this. So you will really feel this joy and this enthusiasm for contemplation. And then he says, and yet a day will come that they will, this enthusiasm and this joy will disappear and will let you dry. And all this enthusiasm will be gone, and also your ability to meditate the way you were doing will be gone. So then what to do then, no? So you will feel as if you would be like, you would have fallen between like two paths, like, but please don't get into despair. Just simply suffer that and with patience. Because now you are really living in this ocean, like spiritual ocean, and in this spiritual ocean what is happening is a journey of transformation, you know. So during this trip, you will feel like that you are in storm sometimes, but please don't be afraid, no? And in, you know, just do whatever you can, you know, just kind of. And then of course this falling into this place will happen again, and you again will feel that you are cured totally and no problem, and then it will go again. So he's saying like, and it will come as many times as it goes. And if you stay there with this like humble kind of attitude, every time will be a coming again, you will understand deeply and enjoy more deeply this coming back. And like this, Sometimes you will be in and sometimes you will be out. And you will learn that the presence and the non, like the presence and the non-presence, you know. Yeah. Can really prepare you, like this experience of being thrown in and thrown out, you know, which sounds very kind of unpleasant. Then this experience will really teach you great patience. And in this in and out, you will be brought somewhere beyond those emotions, you know, beyond the emotions of the enthusiasm and the desire. So actually, this place of grace is so high and so pure that we cannot feel it, like we cannot feel with our feelings, like it is like our emotions and feelings cannot reach that. They are incapable to experience that place. And those are still, you know, feelings and, you know, enthusiasm, desire, all this is still feelings. But, you know, all these comings and goings will take you somewhere beyond these emotions of happiness or sadness because of being with or being without, you know. So then you will not be like either in this happiness or in this kind of self-pity, kind of wanting something that I don't have, something like that. And in beyond these emotions and feelings, you will really experience this oneness. And you will be like completely naked from yourself and dressed only of self, like dressed only of source. And that will be that place, naked of any kind of senses, like empty of any like of our senses. Even though they are the most pleasurable and soft and sublime kind of experience, you know. So, I don't know if there is any question. And at the end, because this is the end, he says, like, so wherever you are, just give your heart to it, because we know where we are now, and we also know that this will never stop. Like, that this process that you know that started, it will keep going even if the body is not with you.
This I decided to understand.
Because it is like in the beginning, no? We were saying this longing that comes, that is not your invention, that comes like somewhere before you were here. So in the same way, when you will not be here, mm-hmm. that will still be going.
Okay.
So both, like, bring all your heart into this art of contemplation because of the joy of becoming one, and at the same time to know that this movement is happening no matter what. So
I don't know if I missed something, but the process between waiting at the door and then this change that happened, what enabled that to happen?
The change of?
Earlier on you were waiting at the door, just waiting.
Yeah.
And then this change occurred.
Yeah. There is this waiting in the door.
Mm-hmm.
where the cleaning process happens there, and there is absolutely nothing to do till you know, door opens and we fall into. Yeah.
And you just fall into it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. You fall, that's
in and out.
Come in and out many times.
Yeah. You fall into, yeah. That's in the meditation itself, you know, you fall in. And then in life, this is in the experience of meditation, no?
Yeah.
In the 45 minutes, we meditate. Yeah.
Trying to fall in and out, but the process of falling in, you just fall in. There's no process, right? There's no.
No, there is a huge process till you get to the door.
Yeah, but then you fall in.
Then, yeah, when in the door, there is nothing else but waiting there. And there is this waiting, which is, there is activity happening there, this cleaning, and then falling into. Yeah.
But this process is described in the book. It's just his experience, no, or her. It doesn't mean it's for everyone like that, no?
I'm not sure, because I read like quite some books, and it is very specific, that experience, or
really?
Very similar, yeah.
The books I read, not.
Because you really have to pick good books, no?
Maybe we have to exchange.
Yeah, we can exchange. No, but for example, like, I was, you know, Yog Vasishth, this supreme yoga, like, it is so similar that sometimes I was reading and this hair comes up, no? Like, so similar, the process. And in that book, like, it starts speaking, like, always the highest thing and then going down. Like, okay, in case you didn't understand, then I say it little, like, lower, and like this, no? And one thing beautiful is this, that it keeps on saying, like, then, like, you fall in, no? And then it's kind of going back again, you know? And in a way, it's saying, like, and careful that you are not there forever, you know? That it's not, this is not the last thing. Yeah, you have a you had a taste of that. But one of the biggest dangers, like, and I think he's using this way of writing, and Yog Vasishth also, and other books also, like, of every time that there is an experience, like a falling in experience, they try to, like, make sure that you don't believe that, like, that you don't get stuck thinking that you are finished, you know? So then going back again, you know? And then that's why many times it comes like, ah, and then, you know, you will feel whatever, you know, that this division inside, or you will feel again that you want to understand through the mind, and like showing again and again how this very, very deep experience, and then coming out of it and finding ourselves like lost in what we thought, you know, we kind of left behind long ago, no? And that is our experience very much, no? Like, and that's, it is very helpful that, you know, books that can speak about the whole process and also acknowledge this thing of falling back again, no? Huh?
That's not awakening, like, it's just the, because for me, if I think about awakening, it's something which lasts forever, you know,
yeah.
Once you're there.
No, it is,
but
it is.
You just said you come out and go back?
No, till you live in. You come in and out, and in and out, and then
okay.
Till you live
now
in.
I'm
no? Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
Like for Eckhart Tolle, I don't know, it was different. He didn't have this process, I think. It was just like from one day to the other, more or less. I don't know, but that's, you know, that's what.
I didn't have this sense, but I managed to read a little bit of the book.
Yeah.
I didn't have this sense, but yeah, I think this is what he tries to say in the book. Yeah.
I think I've heard Eckhart Tolle speak about being in and out.
He says what happened to him was actually very rare and very, like, for most people, even he says it's kind of process.
There are many, many ways of seeing, no? Mm-hmm. Also the process, but like, even like, I know example of this Ramana Maharshi in Tamil, in Arunachala, in the South India, who, like, all the books written speak about his awakening when he was 16 years old, no? And then it's like, then why he stayed like 22 years in the cave? I mean, what was he doing? Just practicing. I mean, you know, so it is also very much, I think we all have this fantasy of like just instant thing, no? And you see many gurus around like selling this. It is very yummy, no? I mean, but it really jumps like the whole love of the process, you know, which really like he's speaking about a lot also, like to when falling in this like sense of abundance, no? And you start to understand that life is abundance, you know, and it's, then it is really like a process that you can get to love even the process, you know? Like really like, yeah, you can embrace that, you know, it's like you don't want to get rid of anything anymore, like you are in the process, and that implies that things fall out, you know, and transformation is happening. But it's not that you want to push away anything, like get rid of anything. And to me, that this is when this process, like more, like once it gets activated, no? It only gets activated and it kind of happens by itself when you start to really embrace like everything what is, no? Before that, you are too busy like trying to push away things and gain things, no? So, and there is a moment where something gets activated and then you are in the track and this is unstoppable. No? And then it comes here, no? Then it is really like this keeps going, like even if body is not there. No? So that's really like in spite of us, no? Okay.
I think we all experience purifications at different times.
Yeah.
But this period of waiting at the door that you were talking about, the purification that takes place there, is that together with some kind of sweetness that the person feels within the heart, that coexists with the purification that they're experiencing?
Yeah. Could be, you know. There is really the sense of like you are not cleaning anything. There is really nothing specific, no. But it's just like almost like energetically, like something. Like I don't know how to say something like this. Yeah. Yeah. It could be very much sweet. It could be very sweet, but that could also be different for each person. I'm trying to remember this Saint John of the Cross description of that moment. It's also very beautiful, but it's a bit long. Thank you.